that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of
the aspects of the number of one profound appearance.
At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answers from Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in the natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no posture, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no posture. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattva rely on and abide by means of profound perfection wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain Nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon their perfection wisdom and have become truly complete Buddhas of unsurpassable perfection. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Seyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train to the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the Avalokiteshvara, and he spoke well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagata as well as for the others. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of Blessed One.
Page 12.
Om Benza Bhumi Aum Vanchen Sergi Saji Om Benza Rege Aum Shishani Koryuji Korve Musu Riya Pori
Yeah.
Shardaji Shigin Takashin Mubuhin Diyadri Tanganzu Chichi Yigupate Anji Chaga Chima Gdendro Yiguyuri Chaga Chima Lum Pichanama Chidani Chichi Nandu Gyadu Chidani Kandin Chiyad Mani Pensin Tambo De Kwa Gwa Dun 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 Jaw Chamal Pimbi Chidol in Southern Dabuchi. And then my in Bansendology, Consulati, such a you are party in the GGM or some of the night, painted in the underground, and that did the Radish, the GG. And then is adding under Tanda Quaco sent a tanning and no money in the alley, and under the jaw of Tomayo money. A jaw of Tomay made this sing it, Nahi day. Tandang anjur luten de cendel rema tu cawa cima ya malah cendel disun tu, tapi mil luten ni awak di cendel luten tu ni, ani tu anjur cawa cima lu tu di luten de jalan tu kiri kaki pinggir mana sendir tu kiri sendir sendir dah tapari kini ari, ane ngajur tapari kena, ngan susu ngajur ayah cikgu mama cikgu papa cikgu janda cikgu sendir sendir ni je, tapi mesti juga jenis hibah ajar, oh tandai sendir Jaw Chima Lendu Dulo, and Jaw Chima Dilla Tangan to Gawajina Yapu Yuri, Sigua the Gawa, the Jaw Chima to the Gawa the Yapu, Dukinina. And the day Gilly Degay, and Jaw Chima Lo, and Dosa de Langando, Dendo Sundang, and Dosundi, and Dendo Sunda Ha, man, Hama Gawajina, and Jaw Chima Dilla, and Padun Dun, Ha, man, Hama Sun Jawlin to Guri. Tam Megawajina. And the carriage is in the water to the Nene, Maggi Litigi, and the Maggi Nyama, Yeda, Tunusum Charling, Tatan, that Chick Charling, Nikini, Aki, Tanda, Chipan, and the Charl, Tom and Denis, who said, Your money, do sit under quack horse, and tell a quack horse, you can under quack horse, good than that, and those who could have been
So, we're here to. Practice Dharma. And the practicing Dharma doesn't really require a special place where you can sit quietly in front of altars and so on. So receiving teachings and engaging in the discussions of the Dharma is also a practice, one form of practicing the Dhamma. So here again, whether one's practice will really become a dharmic practice or not, it depends upon one's motivations. Motivation plays a very critical role in our practice. If one is engaging, if one claim oneself as engaging in the practice of the Dharma, particularly the practice of the mind and Dharma, if one is not being able to cultivate it, appropriate motivations, let alone one's practice become a Mahayana practice, Mahayana Dharma practice, it won't even become a practice of the Dharma. So therefore, to make sure whenever we engage in the practice of Dharma, prior to one's actual practice, one must cultivate appropriate motivations to become one's practice, a purposeful, or in other words, become a Dharma practice. So once you're able to set appropriate motivations, then one's practice will become a Dharma practice, and one will be able to implant a seed, the virtuous seed, within one's own continuum. And so it is whether you know one's practice really becomes beneficial or not is depend upon whether or not that one is able to implant a potencies or propensities, a positive propensities, the virtuous propensities within one's continuum. In order to keep such a positive propensities or potency within one's continuum, one has to cultivate appropriate motivations. So it is this positive motivations, it is this positive potency will become then a cause for, you know, high rebirth and liberation, and as well as the state of enlightenment. So therefore, it is the latency or the potency that you actually implant within your continuum will really, give you a result, whether it is a positive or negative result. So positive potency will never give rise to the negative result, and negative potency will never give rise to a positive result. So the result really coming about corresponding to its cause, what kind of causes and condition that was one is able to implant it within one's continuum. So therefore, when we speak about sentient beings within the cyclic existence, is not really to do with this body, but rather the potency that we have implanted within one's mind, one's continuum. That actually give rise to its result, which prevents us from freeing ourselves from this bondage of cyclic existence or samsara. So if one is able to keep a virtuous potency or the latency within one's continuum, and this will have a positive result, such as high rebirth in a human deva and demigods. And if one is unable to do that, then the negative result will, once you have implanted the negative potency within one's continuum, then this will give rise to its result, which is the rebirth in the negative, in unfortunate realms, such as hell, preta realms, and the animal realms.
我等那里，等那里，真的个巴沙嘎山给那些的，他那些嘎山的了，那些的了，真的个那些的当，那些的了，你个，真的个那些的了，这就，我，他巴沙的嘎，那些的你个啥的了，嗯，起码那些的，巴苏派有呢，这是个叫人，他门大不就，差个个人呢。 那八度了，大家不，你就喜欢这个，那个八度，我们现在八度上的，叫俺妈了嘛，因为起码了嘛，因为那个俺不管从土面就是八度，就我们现在的，但等于八度嘛，因为叫起码了八度呢，真的你哪去的个？那起码起码多久了？叫起码几十年，再把当铺进来这个爬满的就马上，那俺就没叫那个呢，那旁边扩展了了，很多的几十岁，今天当铺困，旁边扩展了哪去的？ 八度人爹爹没有六点那个人，那没爬满那个苦茶弄了苦松多，那得几十岁，得几十。我得把这八度的有的，我等那八下真的给里给娃些的八下个弄大不得，俺那俺就急忙弄了弄路上大不得，俺说过弄做啥就了去，说过到弄也没事的嘛，现在八下都多多，那真的个啥嘛的，我等那几真的有哪些的了个个的。 俺真的个哪些的个没交那那个那个人呢？就八度人多，俺那八度人多呢，毕竟八度人咱交个的人，八度人家不给就喜欢这个月的，家不点点点多月的，等那一哪些的，那交起码给那没苦差那了苦数多，那可没个交几年多月的。他等那人的交几年得了，等那一慢慢一直等那几年，俺那俺哈长不几，哈都平均。 八度八度地方的还有叫，对，叫一地的没，那地里跟地不接近呢，没爬嘛，那个苦茶那苦水多，很结实些个那啷个，俺那还有叫的了，八度的那个那没给打个项目，你还有叫的了，两个月呢，那还有，如果我拿去的苦水都可差点的嘞，嗯，还蛮蛮蛮松的了，俺那，嗯，蛮也是蛮蛮一个蛮蛮蛮的那干啥经营这里，我等那一个。
教练这个哪些的，那些个父母就是很松多，很松多。俺那个他们也认得不了。哦，等那里呢，接受到了，接受中文的了。俺那还没呢，那旁边扩展那么进度过。还有呢，可能当不年的就是，感觉去给人落开给的，咱给等那几个教练们，俺这等那几个不就加个嘛个的。俺他们也那还有嘛一个，没有嘛，俺那几个教练这个，俺教练的，你叫起码给哪些的。
So, whatever the actions that one have created within one's lifetime, and as soon as your action is completed, and the potency will be remain within, in other words, the potency will be deposited within one's continuum. And this will then carry up, we will carry this potency until it give rise to its fruition. We'll carry this potency within one's continuum through this life to the bardo and to next life. And then what kind of, you know, the potency that we have within one's continuum depending on one's actions, will give rise to a positive rebirth or the negative rebirth in one's future life. So, within one's lifetime, if one is able to maintain this virtuous actions, able to adopt those virtuous actions, then suddenly one will have a positive rebirth as soon as you pass through, as soon as you have completed the process of dying and then bardo, then you will take rebirth, then you will have a positive rebirth. And if one is unable to maintain this positive positive deeds or the virtuous deed within one's present life, then one will In fact, one is engaging in negative deeds and so on, then one will implant all this negative potency within one's the present continuum, within the present continuum of present continuum, which will then carry the potency, or the seeds will be carried to Bardo and to the next rebirth, which will be the negative results. So negative result, in other words, the negative rebirth in the unfortunate realms, within the unfortunate realms. So now, whether one is able to gain the positive rebirth or the negative rebirth, it entirely depends upon one's own present actions. That is, one's rebirth will not be created by, you know, some, you know, mighty beings. There won't be anyone who will actually project, or who will actually, you know, give rise to, you know, your, rebirth in your one's future rebirths. One's future rebirths, whether we will have, we'll be able to have a positive future rebirth or the negative future rebirth, it entirely depends upon one's own, the present actions. The present actions will become a cause, the actual cause for giving rise to one's future rebirth.
ane jidan buyo dang tanda mungbu jiru tanda jidali daba yinna na taa chi na ji taa chi ji hii yu jidu ane tohne ke pa nganza pa jawa nga pa message rin du guri ane riye sa di lute ane taa jepo ndu dubu tanda sayo sa tanda jidu maayi bi ane lute ane di le deche na cha le je jo gu jo ane yang daji matin deche yu ma na diye rin di le chu je ni ane chu di ame le pa ane jima ge oo me ge jibu ngu chidin da zo sun Melabaji, Nesamajiba, Melab Pensinji, any Giorgi do the Chaka Chimbi Ginanda, and Melab Pensinji Ginanda, Susu Kandenda Ginanda Kadi Ginan, and Joa Chamali Pimbi Gittings and the Kunu, the Chugu Samaji Matu, and the Giorgi Tongan, the Kunan Sigapu Jimuas, and Paji and Kishi Jimuas, and the Kunu Mabachi. And the Kuruji Gipatishana, and the G. So, the Giana Chibon Tendana, my invite, and could have pensioned some ton, then that year, and so the Kandian Gijonjian Kugia long, the John Duji Ramana Josan, the John Duku Mumikis one, and then that is something up, oh, you don't dig in enough. And Manzuk retained that chit of Papa Chigger in the Gazari. Until the city Lugic is no sign, and they told you to be very, and the purely attendant desas in the Tenda Taba Mumbo, you had a Tesunolo. Chap di tanda jenin lama mumbu tadi sana lama jitu kiji sehat itu kanga an pula tu an sosok kita baca di cuci yang tu tu gawat tu an kono jual rantau lama sendiri rantau ni an jim an cuita zaman tu an kawat jenin kono sili an cukup cukup sendiri tu malah cukup sendiri lama sendiri jahar macam tu an kono mumbu tak jahar macam tu pengen tu nak ikut lama mumbu pula mumbu ye an jangan tu an yajri वो तो तो कंगा द पी अं सोसो लो जवाल लो रांग तो अं जवाल को अं तनी ने किए ना ची आप जो डुगी ना अं कुआल तभी थापा तो सुना ने चमन ने आर ड्रम गुरी अं डोआर डी टांचू की सेंगुन ने डोआर डी सेकिया थांची कितने तो सांची को बांध तो ना अं रांग जा मांची डोआर डी सेकिया थांची दाजा त्यंबा दान अं नले बजीर मुझे तेरे ना दाजा त्यंबा ना की गीता कुनो गंजो हमारे बच्चों की तो गंजो तो ना रिया यूरे अं तो तो कंगा सोसो आप रंग जैन का जैन चल दावे में आते पियो तंदा चीन गए रे
सो इवन इफ वन इज एबल टू ऑब्टेन दिस पॉजिटिव रीबर्थ सच एस ह्यूमन द रीबर्थ ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स ह्यूमन एंड देवा एंड डेमिगॉड्स even then, even this rebirth, though they are considered as the higher rebirth, but they are still a result of delusions and karma, not freed from delusion and karma. Although one may have obtained such a positive rebirth, but still we're still within the realm of samsara. And so long as one remains within the realm of samsara and one is not free from sufferings, because when one is not free from suffering because one is not free from delusions, so long as the delusion remains within one's continuum, it is not possible for one to have a lasting and genuine happiness. Therefore, so practicing the practitioner of the Dharma must, you know, have a higher aim, not just only though that's taking refuge in trivials and the small scope. It is a, you know, of course, that's a practice. It's a Dharma practice. But this is not an ultimate practice. This will not lead oneself. This will not take oneself to the ultimate goal, because our ultimate goal is to achieving everlasting happiness, which is the free from, you know, delusions and so on. So, therefore, one must, you know, think about that first. One must begin to, you know, reflect one's mind upon the suffering nature of secular existence in general, and the suffering nature of the lower realms in particular. And if you look at this, the Lamrim texts or the liberation on the palm of your hand, you will find the detailed explanation about the suffering of the particular realms, of particularly of the law realms. If one has taken a rebirth within the law realms, the how much suffering that we may experience. And not only just you think about the sufferings, but when we think about the suffering, one must think in a way that actually the suffering is something that is really you yourself as the one who is experiencing it. This is how you should reflect your mind. Otherwise, if you just think about it, this suffering is just, experienced by the other individuals, there won't be much effect. So think about yourself. If I were to born in such a realms, and if I were to go through that kind of sufferings, such as the suffering nature, think about the suffering of hell beings, in the cold hell, in the heat, and then think about the animal realms, how much suffering those animals are undergoing, and so on, and then predator realms. And you can just try to, think about yourself, how unbearable it would be if one go through this kind of experience. So at this time, fortunately, we're able to obtain this fortunate rebirth, which is human rebirth. And we are actually not going through that kind of suffering. And so therefore, think about yourself as, I must do something, really not myself, fall into this, existence or into this realms in my future life. So then you develop a strong sense of a genuine sense of the freeing yourself from that level of sufferings. Then you take refuge in three jewels, and I must take refuge in three jewels to free myself from that level of sufferings. So then, as we mentioned earlier, that even if you are able to obtain such a positive rebirth, one is still under the dominations, under the control, one still remains under the control of karma, delusions, and so on. So now how can, think about yourself as, how can I really make myself not really, controlled by those karma and delusions? Then one try to reflect one's mind upon the possibility of freeing oneself from this, not only from the lower realms, but even in the human realms and the deva realms and demigod realms, to gain a total freedom from sufferings. So when you think in those lines, then this will really take you to the domain of what we call the 12 links of dependent originations. So 12 links of when it comes to that 12 links of dependent originations, then the 12 links of dependent origination will enable you to understand how the sentient beings are revolved within this cyclic existence by reflecting one's mind upon the the sequential order of the 12 links of dependent originations. Then so now, if this is the way that the sentient beings are revolving within the secular existence, so how one can free oneself from secular existence? Then if you reflect your mind upon those 12 links of dependent originations on the reverse order, then this will let you understand, this will give you a hope and courage to free, how you can free yourself from secular existence. So then, so now, here, it is not again a really sufficient or the adequate to free oneself from the secular existence. Because we, right from the beginning, thinking about our own life, it is a beginning life, beginningless, sorry. So the beginningless, right from the beginningless time up until now, we're dependent upon our, you know, other beings, such as one's parents, relatives, and so on and so forth. So if you really think about the life that is without beginning, then you have dependent upon a countless sentient beings. Take an example of one's present life. You know, your very survival is dependent upon other beings. Normally, we do not recognize that. When we think about ourselves, we always think about that I'm the one who, you know, accomplished and who is able to obtain such and such, and I'm able to, you know, nurture myself and, you know, to whatever that happens, it is my own deeds and my own actions and my own, you know, courage. That what we always think in that way. But if you really think carefully, everything that you are doing right now and everything that you have obtained at this point, it's all dependent upon other beings. So then you think about your countless lifetime, of your past countless lifetimes. So you have dependent upon all those sentient beings. So now it is pretty selfish, if you really think about, to free myself only to gain the state of enlightenment or gain the state of liberations, you know, neglecting all those beings whom we have depended upon and who have been very kind to us. So therefore, now it is not adequate for me to really to gain a freedom myself from success, sufferings, but I must think about, you know, freeing all sentient beings from the secular existence, not only to gain the liberation, but to the state of complete enlightenment. Then this will take you, this is what we call the highest aim of one's, the practitioners. So therefore, we as a Mahayana practitioners, one's goal is to gain complete state of enlightenment. The complete state of enlightenment should be, think in this process. You have to think, go through those processes. It is simply not adequate to just say, may I gain state of enlightenment this lifetime and so on and so forth. But rather think about, you know, if I'm unable to gain the state of enlightenment, what will happen to us? So when you ask these questions, you can then begin to think all the way from the, you know, lower realms, suffering of lower realms, and even the higher realms, and even being within the secular, even gaining freedom from secular existence, that, you know, that alone is not sufficient, then to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. This is the process, you know, of taking refuge in Sri Jewels to gain the state of enlightenment. When you take refuge in Sri Jewels and take refuge in Sri Jewels until I gain state of enlightenment, which actually entails that you yourself have a potential to become a Sri Jewels.
Oh, then that is that the tongue under Tangi Chide. Then that is that the under the quality, Tangi Quabarinere. 코알이 단다 동의에 잔디 좀 코알이 탑이 탑바선지 도지율이 있었다. 나 간다래서 단다 간다 사진이 풍부해 나지에게 산지에게 단다 지르바 탑바가 바 당시에 예시 그다 생일. 다 들이 파 탑 코안다 지 내면 그 바 풍부 삼매지 풍부 지나 바 내기는 코알이 탑이 탑바선 도지율이 있었다. 간다서 토그래서나 근데 이 단다지 파도로 사진이 풍부로 파 당대긴데 토마 마리바 생긴 지열이 상한역 지르나 안나비게 소무등반된 재당을 생기거나 아기지 아체 버기지지지지 근데 소소 뺨뺨자 있는 집에 나와인 지 아지 아 사지가 통지 그선 안지 김을 지금 내가 아케부 개동이 되는데 언더 나 안나니 긴게 로데 토마 마리바테 마파조데네 때 혹은 토마 마리바텔로 Mapa Zojiri, quick hand yarnaki, Zedan Yu Maris, Kulo Lopachiris, Temeba Zogris, Temeba Kandaji Zogrisena, and a Kudan Zedan using Sumutuman and Tobis, Toyetto Sudo, and a Kudan made the Mapazo, Toma Maripa singing the Tesend, Toma Kumabazosona, and another quality with Tapatos, and a Naji Yomari, Naji Yomari, Dachon, Dachons in the Tanam. Mother Chitin. 제는 주나니 야 상지지 매년에 다종 생한적 당은이 나도 도마 마리 빠스들이 나 남비지 도마 마리 빠스 내그 나라 라스 두바 라는 두바 얘는 때문에 그 방 나비 현대 별로 지여리 저 때문에 봐서 그 군두스 때문에 봐서 주나 그 매봐 주지 여리 네 그게 안잖아 그 소스도 대가랑 리니 요 말이 그 나들 라와 라스 나서 소스를 세게 닥치만 줄 Rang, Rasu Tubaji Candy Green, Susan Rang, you my Rasu Tuba Mountain, Tanas Togo Tonji, to Naji, the Saji, and George Hamantan, and George Chamala Kandu, you go to Susan Rang, you Marua. Oh, could the answer? And Rang, Rasu Tubaji, can you get on your Giaris? And could the answer, like a mine, but the Sumutuman to be loaded charge, Chichuni, and Tejasuna, and could Samuel the Shaggy. Kurlo di dembari is rangun ngad rangun ma di baranso tu bar ranso mutuke ndari ne kunza na ki ngad sozo ngas sozo ki tama chi na na kurlo di dembari kunza ki yudi yori is toma mari bang zen de nga rang ranso tu ba ki ne te yo mari is o ku me pa zo ala ani ngad tu ni to gri is o te sen de
so here You know, again, we when we speak about of to gain liberation, so the or the moksha, freedom from suffering or freedom from cyclic existence, is not really refers to that the one is actually, you know, transiting from one place to another place. The freedom of cyclic suffering is obtained. Through the transformation of one's own mind. Because it is not that someone is in this human existence and such an individual is not free from suffering, not free from cyclic existence. So being within this human existence, one can train one's mind pacify those mental pollutants, purify one's negative state of mind, and then transform one's mind completely. This is what we mean by the freedom from sufferings. Because so long as those negative thoughts and emotions exist within one's own continuum, and it is not really possible for one to gain the state of liberations. It is not possible for one to have achieve everlasting happiness that we seek. We normally seek. So it is not possible for one. So therefore, when we speak about the gaining the state of liberation must understood in terms of transformation of one's own mind. And that here, in a transformation of one's mind, must be, done on the basis of understanding ultimate nature of reality. Because this not understanding how things really are really bringing about all those negative thoughts and emotions. It really intensify all our, you know, delusions. Because when we, without understanding the ultimate nature of reality of oneself, in other words, for instance, when we think of ourselves, and our way of thinking of ourselves is completely distorted, we're not being able to really perceive or to conceive this the actual reality of I, the actual mode of existence of the I. So that is what we call our way of perceiving the I is called Dangzin Maripa, which means the ignorance of self-grasping, just self-grasping mind, ignorance of the self-grasping mind, which really lies at the root of all our sufferings. So long as you remain under the control of this self-grasping mind, and you will never free it, and you will never be free. So once you're able to realize how self really is, and mode of existence of the self, then you begin to, cleansing all those mental pollutants, so that then you're moving forward closer towards gaining the state of liberations.
Hero de Jula lipa cheba na cheba li yi chen hoba tingen di wa tatin wa tanda yi kero ji gugu di yi chen gondi kwe dan zi tang yi sun ge yi ge dame tobi kero ji dege yin kwe me bando togu di ma togu yin nga 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 bi thoma mari pa dan zi tang yi sun ge yudin kan nama mari pa ka nga de rangu nu tupa rangu tupa khen di gyo ri tanda tumi tobi lo dege nga rangu nu ma tupa rangu mo tupa dagi pumbo la tang
So until and unless you are able to diminish this, the root cause of suffering, then one will not be able to gain the liberations. So root cause of the suffering is the grasping at self. And grasping at self is the root cause of suffering, because whatever that we do, our actions and motivations are very much based on this grasping at self. And that this grasping at self itself is the distorted thoughts. And we always follow these distorted thoughts. And once you follow these distorted thoughts, and there won't be any positive result, because we are actually following the wrong thoughts, in other words. So then, how can we really, eradicate? How can we really eliminate this root cause of our suffering, which is ignorance or the grasping itself? And it is eliminated by generating wisdom understanding, or the wisdom realizing selflessness, or wisdom realizing selflessness. So because it is only because the wisdom realizing selflessness and grasping at self are contradictory in terms of the way they perceive self. So the grasping at self perceives the self as intrinsic existence, or the independent existence, and independent existence, whereas the wisdom realizing selflessness perceives the self as a lack of intrinsic reality. So when you think about, when you think in terms of the mode of the object of their apprehensions, object of their apprehensions are completely contradictory. So therefore, once you are able to understand how the self really exists, the mode of, when you begin to understand the mode of existence of the self, then the grasping itself gradually diminishes. And so once you are able to, when the grasping itself diminishes, then the all other negative thoughts and emotions, delusions will automatically diminishes. Just as like if you if you actually cut the root of the tree, then the tree will dry completely, and it will the tree will be dead after a couple of months and so on. In the same way, if you just engage in the positive deeds or the virtuous deed will, you know, not really sever or not really says cut the root of the cyclic existence, cut the root of this delusions. They may be able to suppress, you know, the some, you know, the certain degrees of the delusions, but they will not be able to actually uproot your, you know, the delusions. So therefore, in order to uproot the delusions, we need to understand how things really are, and the mode of existence of the self and mode of existence of phenomena. So without this understanding, it is not possible for one to, you know, you to uproot the, you know, root of all these delusions.
ओ तंदा ये सब जो तंग आंजो जी जी तंदा के इंडिया रे थोमा मरीपा से तंदा जी पातो लोग आंजो पे चिंगे चौल थोमा में बन तंदा जी पातो साजी न्यो खुआ खुचू के दुबटे ने कंगा डाने चिड़ा माई नोड़ा इन से पे युरे चिड़ा के डाजी ने तोच ने जी चंदे ने जी जी दून से ने जी नॉग डाजी के पास चरो ने चरो जी ने थोमा मरीपा दे Jengin deh teri, thoma mari pada kurun jentam, tandeng anda makin gede. Susun dapat cici rama, anjut tanda cici ni kuda cici kengal cici ni sahde pe, kengal cici cici sahde pe, ngal cici ngaro cepat nanti saya tuh yang desa kengal ya apa jadi na, ngal ngaro kan cici saya sahde pe ngal cici kuda, tak tu suka kengal mel tenye cungguru matu, tak kaya ngunggu mari. Pena saji cici buat jina la, pasu meci gigi cici zor, tanda cici gigi cici mana, pesa teju ya na. Sajit Tanda tunggu je mana angkara kapan naga. Saya tuan tunggu je mana pesan rula topok kuliah ni angkara pengko maru. Tanda ini sedi yang de kuden simpuri. Macam ni macam tanda saya tuan kata ni yang tenjung sete segiuri. Nukah cuci demam mesti tenjung. Tenjung mel ten ni angkara tanda saya tuan cepat zaman ni mel yang je zosia de peju je de. Tanda ten ni angkara cepat jual ni matu. Yang juga tanah zukin mina, angkara saya tuan yang mari ni, yang tu kau yang cumburi. Sebenarnya ini jenis sejenis tangji lupa, niring cahdan di juga mana rang macam mana, pakai mana juga yang mana. Sendalah saya tuan kanga, dek yang latih ni munggu ni. Angkara susu pokori, pen penjari. Nenek nawat, nenek kau kita dikira dal cah cumburi je. Sebenarnya jiran tu kau juga kaya yang mana tu sejauh tu cah ni semai lupa sejenis kau yang cumburi sejenis tangji lupa, apa cikgu ni sejauh ni.
So. So therefore, you know, if one engages in the virtuous act, such as practicing Dharma and so on, and one's practicing of the Dharma, it's really done on the basis of reflecting one's mind upon the understanding of ultimate nature of reality, then your practice will become a cause for liberations. And so this will then, become a condition for liberations. And so otherwise, all those, the practices, or the virtuous deed, that regardless of what kind of the accumulations of merits and virtuous deed that one may have done, and this will not really become a actual, you know, causes condition for the liberations. And so once, you know, once practice and the virtuous act, it's really done on the basis in conjunction with understanding of ultimate nature of reality, the selflessness and so on. And this will then really become a condition for gaining the state of liberations. And so when you reflect your mind upon ultimate nature of reality, it will not only does this will let you understand the ultimate nature of, you know, how things really are, the mode of existence of things, but this will also enables you to cultivate what we call compassion for other beings. Because when we think about, you know, how things exist, existence of the things in event, and suddenly you have to, you're actually reflecting your mind upon the, you know, dependent originations, dependently, you know, existed. And when you think about the dependently existence, then not only does dependently existence of the other phenomena, but also the one's own self, that we really cherish ourselves, self, that we take it as a very precious, the very cherished, the self, is dependent upon other factors and other beings. And then this will really take you to understand that your very survival and your very being in this world is dependent upon other beings. So then this will take, this will let you understand how important it is to extend or to cultivate love and compassion for all beings. Everything that once on, you know, starting from the clothings, fooding, shelter, and even to the, you know, one's own spiritual practice, are all dependent upon other beings. It says it's an equal power of taking refuge in tree jewels and having love and compassion towards other beings. Because we accumulate tremendous amount of merits by taking refuge in tree jewels and cultivating love and compassion towards other sentient beings. So without which it is not possible for one to complete our power, you know, perfect our love and compassion. Because the very object to whom that we have cultivating love and compassion is towards other sentient beings. So suddenly, if you think very carefully, you could see how important it is with the other sentient beings for oneself. So this is how it is, how important it is to understand emptiness, you know, we are aiming towards getting rid of our root cause of suffering. So in order to get rid of root cause of suffering, we need to understand emptiness. So therefore, it is very important to understand emptiness. And then emptiness here, again, it takes a long time. You know, we will not have a complete understanding of emptiness overnight. It is a process. It requires a lot of efforts, reading texts, receiving the teachings, contemplation, and so on.
tanda tesho doji, thoma maripa singe de, jizangani ji kaanli ya ti mungu kuki soso rama wanda bachi, jangani saya tunya kunya kanganganda mel su tenyi tunguri, tenyungri mato jiki. Tanda ji pato nga nandaka jan deji chona saya tunya kunya li, nita para kaba nono, mota nanda nana kanzi kanganganda mel tenyi chumbari, tenyi za yendo kodan chumbu yinpa kunguri, yendo dan jenjo mari esim. Tiani chun tatulu Tatuma Maripa singing again, Susuchi Rama, Ransu Tupachi, Dajimatu, Rang, Unsu Tuba Matu, Yel, Temu Katan, Tat, Alef Choto de Gigin, Tuma Maripa singing again. Dante, Tuma Maripa, and Nanzo Tambu, Nanzo Quad, Nakuju, and Tuma Maripa singing, Susu Rama, Ransu Tupachi, and those Jenny. Quagga, And Pama did the Pimpinja, the Paman, Pama, the Chisachin, Pama, the Machas, and Saya, Tunak, and let the Megan Tangle, what thing is the Yelgi, Junan, and the Pastigian Tangier, but them do not so Taka, Tundra, the Kang, the two Dujaji, Lona, and Jimmy, Pazuba Gungri. Zuba sing in the Gun, Mazuli, and Deepa, and Zuba sing in the Gunshang in a Gawa Kuchimuri. Mazuli, and Deepa, your mind, two Dujaki, which you will patrol Lady George Dama, that you and the Patrol de Chino, and the Kutu. Gyawa dung chong yi tsuung dhaba di kuntru yin siru, kuntru, gyawa chong yi. Mek chita chi loo, tanda chi yena la khani ma, hini pa kuli pa lianchi joni chong ni, sen ya tenshu na khani pa maa shiba che shu wu sikri. Kuli pa chi, kuli ducha chi chi ni, kuli pa shuya ka lapa cha na ya, kuli pa maa thepa chi chi gugri. Sati pa nian lugu maa, tenshu na pa jo, chi jo, duri gen siko na yungde giri. Kini ma tanda yoya na ki tenga la rwa, tenga na zopa gungri, mezui li ki tipa yoye ma di. मैं पाचो चो चो दुजा जी लोंगे यो नाला तेल पर ज़बा गुना द किच्छी मुनी से गुरे।
So therefore, again, to understand emptiness, just simply receiving the teachings and contemplation alone will again not be able to, will not be able to really accomplish a perfect view of emptiness. What is required is to become oneself at a conducive of cultivating the wisdom that understands emptiness. One need to accumulate merits, purifications. So even the great masters in the past, how much, you know, the teachings that they have received, enormous teachings that they have received, and relied upon many great masters. Yet, so, not then at the same time, they went through all kind of process of practices to accumulate merits and to become oneself as a suitable person to actually understand what this emptiness really means. So certainly for us, as an initial practitioner, our contemplation in receiving teaching alone is not adequate to really become oneself as a suitable to generate wisdom that understands emptiness. So therefore, we need to go through all the practices of accumulation merits, such as prostrations and reciting mantras of purifications, as 100 syllable mantras, and offerings of mandalas, and And then all this, you know, circumambulations of the, you know, stupas and so on and so forth. So all of, once you are able to gather all those, you know, prerequisites, the one is will then be able to become a suitable person or suitable individual to really to generate this wisdom that understand emptiness. So then, because understanding emptiness itself is a dependent originations. So wisdom realizing emptiness is dependent originations. It's a dependent upon other factors, which means the dependent upon a solid foundation of merits that is required. So therefore, right from the beginning of one's day, when we're starting, when one starts one's practice, one think about that, you know, by reciting the refuge formula, I take refuge in Chujo until I gain state of enlightenment and so on, one must have a genuine motivations of you know, accomplishing or generating wisdom realizing emptiness within oneself. So once try to make it one's very purpose of taking refuge in rituals, cultivating love and compassion for others, is to cultivate this wisdom which understands emptiness. So once you have such a genuine wish, and it has a sudden, you know, powers or the energies, so that will really move yourself towards the cultivation of wisdom that understands emptiness.
Oh, then then that don't need to be lost in the garage. Then Thomas Marie, Thomas Marie, ba, sing another song. Jo nga nga hambi nga rang rang so tu pa. Then ji nga si jane jame lo chiyari. Oh, then ei nga nga hambi lo telo. Then then ei lo telo Thomas Marie ba. Then ku jia na ki. Could the Gala Motipa Ran, Ransu Tupaji, Candy, and Tony Tibula, the Kiana, Mapato, Yuris, and Kinin Zatangus and Gilari. And Tony Tibula, the Yapin, don't tell him. And today, Tony Tibula, the Kuyitoka Tomar, Sosoka, Toma Maripa, Nemoga, Tawan, Mapa, the Kuzoguri. And Kuzulu, the Tony Tibuku, Kuchang, Changelon, Toma Maripa, Samatoka, Gardel, Loka, Zuma Tundri, Nebamari. And then it's only to be kept a lot of things in you, calling, and you being in you, singing, Rojizona, and on a quality, tapas, a tonnage, the Tijin, the Nanga, the Jin, Jigan, the Dunga, the Jigan, 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 the Jigan tawa tawa jin dengi mendoos. Ani tunu tibi kira taba togiri di yin yang chanchuk sen sen rwa rwa sen jen tangji rangi pa ma yin ki ma ma yin ki jira mendo dungi no ni ki jipa ki chang da kono sen tunga ki lo jia chari. Wa tatsi kanga ki chi dan sang diya jisu na ani da cha tenpa ki sang ji ni jen daga za ji ta nga ru kuwa li tabi taba to chanji kun tanda jipa da chanji tenpa nara nian ji te. Ani jaa rambo je tena kama pa jin chepo tamba mumbu nga tu ki ha ma gu ji ga jen daga da nga wa nga da kanza chen me di sari ki ji ki pa chi. Good, 我等了一个人在南京街头，那没去个早那不得。
So, the reason why it is, you know, important for us to, as we mentioned earlier, that it's understand emptiness, is to cut the root of sufferings, root of ignorance, and so therefore it is a worthwhile for us to put an effort to generate wisdom, realizing emptiness, because. Normally, we put a lot of efforts to, you know, gain a certain level of happiness. And the happiness that are experiencing, the happiness that we experience are all temporary, and those are actually in nature, sufferings. To accumulate, to gain such that level of suffering, that level of happiness, if we have to put a lot of effort, then suddenly to gain genuine happiness and everlasting happiness, we suddenly need to put effort, and it is worthwhile for us to put in effort to generate wisdom realizing emptiness. So then, this wisdom realizing emptiness is when the wisdom realizing emptiness is then conjoined with the practice of bodhicitta, the generation of bodhicitta, will then become a complete cause, or complete causes and condition for the gaining of state of enlightenment. So if you have this kind of quality within you, then your every actions of your body, speech, and mind is nothing but to benefit other sentient beings. And when you have such a powerful attainment within you, you will always, you will always have, unending actions. In other words, unending actions for the wealth of other sentient beings, and your actions and your way of doing and things will be completely different from now. Because at this point, whatever we do so to gain happiness for one's own self. Even we think about, helping someone, and there's always something behind that you're helping such a person, and you have a certain obligation involved. I'm helping such a person, or he or she may repay me in the future, or I'm helping this person, and he or she may be good to me when I need some help from him or her. So, even those positive deeds that we have, there's always, self-cherishing mind is involved, and without that, you may want it to look good to others, you want it to gain name or fame or reputations and so on. So everything that we do at this time, at this point, we are unable to really do something that is purely virtuous, something that really become a causes and condition for gaining the liberations. So once you have understanding of emptiness, and that really understanding of emptiness conjoined with the generation of bodhicitta, then you will take that, your very purpose of the survival, your very purpose of being as a within this existence is to observe as other beings with no obligation involved, with no self-cherishing mind, and you're completely, your motivation is pure like a crystal, so that you are completely, you know, even to your will be happily or delightfully to actually sacrifice your own life for serving other beings. So this is the kind of, you know, encouragement, and if, you become very, you know, how do you call it? You become a really, the person who really cares about others. You care about nothing but other beings. And you will have no problem, you will have no sufferings of even, you know, going through physical or the mental hardships to observe with other beings. So this should be our aim as a practitioner of the Dharma. And this should be our goal. We should you know, set our goal to reach that kind of level. No. So he's like saying to, we'll take some questions and answer by now. Any questions?
I just want to say it's very beautiful. Thank you.
So if this is really helpful, then he said he will be delighted. Yeah.
Regarding, I was reading today about the fetters or the cankers, you know, the 10 obstacles for deliverance or for liberation. There's considered 10 obstacles. Now, sometimes there's 9, sometimes there's 10. But I was reading a Theravedic book, and the difference between the two books I was reading, the Abhidhamma and the Theravada traditions, was the Theravada traditions said that the half of the fetters were a downward tendency, or obstacles, and the other were upward tendency. The upward tendency was a common, or common afflictions that you are more easily, they're more common to the common, the human realm or something like that. And the upper, the downward fetters are actually a higher realm that's trying to get back to the common realm. That's why it's a downward. And the other is an upward, because the upward is trying to get to a higher rebirth, and the higher rebirth is just trying to return to the human realm again. And it's interesting because I've been studying these obstacles or these hindrances, and I've never seen the division of an upward and downward obstacle. And I just wonder if he knows anything about that, or if he has any, you know, anything he can, you know, shed light on that. So.
I'm not sure whether I got the question completely.
Okay,
no problem. Yeah, I'll try. Ko dirisha da tanda di chida to ko zwe na liya zwe peche dine da inji na gyurisha gyo ro ba na dike na liya to stay down di gong liya tanda di dosa tanda chik rik chik tanda takanda ko chik surani ya chik chik talam thawiyali ya ani chik gogen chiyuruba
gogen
chiyuruba wa dige de rinpo gu chegin rik chik ta rinpo chu chegin rik chik duus ani dini rinpo ya chigi yanti kogen di pa seni yanti pa karsor pa chi gomal ye geyak riji odi takanda ta le sadan kewa shi yoga mero ta chi
ndirara pita sanira
tisse gosar ta koi chidan koi tiwa di sevur shikai mendo koron deshi yegab degin sora shirisha dindesh tos chidan ta di yene eni dini ya zoyo ki tanda chik peri ching na liya tanda koi sevi sawa sechi to sevi sawa tuk sechi shishas ta kanda di segmento ta taike tuk segindi
what is it?
Sibi, so it's not very sure, you know, what the question really is. And so, of course, the Abhidharma itself belongs to the Theravadin tradition. You know, it's a Vaivashika's standpoint. And so it's not really sure, you know, what to answer right now. So.
There are
different ways of, you know, recognizing obstacles depending upon the different philosophical tenets. That's what
just talking about Anthony's question is that either lower realms or human rebirth is the optimum one to
it was saying that it was the common, yes. It was like, I believe it was the human realm because the other realm, which has the downward and the upward are actually internal fetters and external fetters. And in the Mahayana terminology books that I've been studying, they don't elaborate. They don't make a division between the obstacles as being an internal or external source. And they don't say anything about downward or upward rebirth. And it seems like the Theravada, though, or the, at least what I read in the other manual book that I was reading today, was elaborating on the reason why there is one is more common and one is more rare or subtle. I guess one fetters are much more subtler than the other ones, and those are the internal ones versus the ones that are common or more obvious to, you know.
And the subtle ones would be the higher,
yes.
Higher than human.
Yeah, they're the ones that are desiring downward rebirth. And they compared it to like if you lived in a city and someone attacked it or something and you had to move out of the city temporarily, you'd want to go back to your city once, you know, all these forces or all these hindrances disappeared. And that's they were using that as an example of the higher rebirth wanting to go to the common rebirth. And that in the common rebirth, thinking that it's going to a higher rebirth is better than they're already in a higher rebirth because they're a human rebirth, but they want to go to a higher rebirth because they're seeking something better or in their mind something better. That's what I understand with me. So it's just kind of interesting because they have such different explanations of these 9 or 10 fetters that are. If you read different texts, you'll get absolutely different. You know, there's actually 20 different ones that I could find, and yet some of them cross over, and some of them just seem to be completely a different interpretation or a different lineage or a different, you know, a different approach to understand what are these hindrances that are causing this, the subtle, subtle hindrances that we have and also apparent hindrances.
So you, but your question was about,
if he just,
does he know something about how in the Theravada tradition, certain hindrances would cause one to seek a lower rebirth, and why in other kinds of rebirths these hindrances would tend to push you to want a higher rebirth.
Yeah, and it's really weird because they're hindrances to liberation. They're hindrances to liberation. Rebirth is an hindrance to liberation. So the fetters are actually sometimes confused in the motivation to get rid of these hindrances leads to rebirth rather than leads to liberation.
So it's that these hindrances tend to lead one to liberation.
Yes.
Or lead one to
removing
rebirth. So you have these hindrances and in a human rebirth, these hindrances are such that they tend to drive you into a higher rebirth. And if you're in a higher realm, these hindrances tend to drive you into a lower rebirth.
Yes.
Okay.
The cycle. That's okay. The cycle, yeah.
You have something?
Yeah. Well,
one is going to the god realms and one is going to the lower realms.
Yes. Well, yeah. I think it's a human realm because I don't think I get
the general idea.
You're talking, well, it could be the desire realm, which includes all six of the realms. You know, that possibly could be versus the human realm, which is the most ideal realm out of the six realms. You know, so,
yeah. You get the idea.
Yeah. It's okay. Don't worry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll talk. Yeah, I'll ask him anyway. So, doesn't it? Tā kō tēngmē kēn tā tē dhūbdā ngā lā tā kāntā tēngmē kē tēngchū chūrbā tē kē ngā lā tē wūs tē wē nā kē kēngā chē rīk chē kē tāntā chē bārshē rīk chē yōrbā bārshē rīk chē kē kāntā bārshē tē kāntā gōkēn chūrā tā sūsū tē gōkēn rīk chē kē rīk chē lī tēnē yā khu sūsū yā chē Still not certain, he said. The answer that he's giving is as assumption. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And so there might be a individual who would like to, though that individual might have gained a high rebirth, and he or she may have a, you know, wish to take a rebirth within, again, lower realms. Coming back to the lower realms, such as someone who has taken a rebirth in the the form realms, and who will have, wish to again take a rebirth in the lower realms, such as human realms. By understanding how vital it is to achieve human rebirths, to really to get to the highmost realms. So there could be a possibility. This is what he's interpreting. And then of course, there are, in the Mahayana tradition, the bodhisattvas who will be in the high, who's already in the higher, higher bhumis, would again, out of compassion, will come back to the sentient realms, unenlightened realms, to benefit other sentient beings. So again, it is completely different, because this is not forced by delusion and karma. Yes. It is, compassion, and is doing this so on his own, with no, there's no controlling, causes and conditions that are involved. For those great beings, bodhisattvas, would even have the courage to remain in the hell realms for the eons. So this is what his, interpretation to this.
Should we say the dedication?
Yeah.
Page 23.